The gowns have been bought by Historic Royal Palaces, which runs Kensington Palace, Diana's former home. That's the latest. I'm Matt Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Movie. Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go flight.
Guidance
go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Econ.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
Yes, it's that time again. Fasten your seatbelts, because here comes another hour of some of the very best music from Hollywood, Broadway, and the West End. You're listening to Phoenix FM, and this is the Stage and Screen Show.
We better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah.
Max Steiner's opening title score from the 1939 epic historical romance Gone with the Wind, adapted from Margaret Mitchell's Pulitzer-winning novel of the same name, directed by Victor Fleming and produced by David O. Selznick. Set in the 19th century American South and against the backdrop of the American Civil War, the film tells the story of Scarlett O'Hara, played of course by Vivian Leigh, and her romantic pursuit of Ashley Wilkes, who's married to her cousin, and her own subsequent marriage to Rhett Butler, who of course was played by Clark Gable. The search for the perfect actress to play Scarlett led to 1,400 women being auditioned for the part. Quite incredible. Although it seems that all the effort paid off in the end. And at the 12th Annual Academy Awards, held in 1940, Gone with the Wind received 10 Oscars, 8 competitive and 2 honorary, from 13 nominations, including wins for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress for Vivian Leigh, of course, and Best Supporting Actress for Hattie McDaniel in the role of Mammy, who became the first African-American to win an Academy Award. The movie was an instant box office success and became the highest earning film made up until that point, a record which it then retained for over a quarter of a century. Very good news for the film's producer, David O. Selznick, who went on to produce his other major success 10 years later.
Thank you.
composed by Franz Waxman. That was the score to Alfred Hitchcock's 1939 psychological drama thriller Rebecca, starring Laurence Olivier, Joan Fontaine and Judith Anderson. It was Hitchcock's first American picture and the first of his films produced by David O. Selznick. The film is a gothic tale about the lingering memory of the title character, Maxim de Winter's dead first wife, which continues to haunt him and his new bride, as well as the housekeeper, Mrs. Danvers. The movie won 2 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, out of a total of 11 nominations, and Olivier, Fontaine and Anderson were all Oscar-nominated for their respective roles. Now, interestingly, since the introduction of awards for actors in supporting roles, this is the only film named Best Picture that won no other Academy Award for acting, directing or writing. Some good pub quiz trivia knowledge for you there.
Phoenix FM.
As for director Alfred Hitchcock, over a career spanning more than half a century, he fashioned himself a distinctive and recognisable directorial style and pioneered many techniques in the suspense and psychological thriller genres. After a successful career in British cinema in both silent films and the early talkies, and billed at that time as England's best director, Hitchcock moved to Hollywood in 1939. And just last year, there was a movie made about his movie making, and more specifically, the creation of what is generally regarded as his greatest masterpiece, Psycho. The film is titled, quite simply, Hitchcock. The end credit score from Sacha Gervasi's 2012 biographical drama, Hitchcock, starring Anthony Hopkins as the man himself and Helen Mirren as his wife, Alma Revel, composed by Danny Elfman.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Nominated for 4 Academy Awards in a career spanning more than 30 years, Danny Elfman is perhaps best known for his frequent collaborations with director Tim Burton, and has composed the scores to many of his movies, including Batman, Ed Wood, Corpse Bride, and Sweeney Todd. But he was also responsible for the score to another movie starring Anthony Hopkins, this time playing what is undeniably his greatest screen creation, Hannibal Lecter. Danny Elfman's spine-tingling theme to Brett Ratner's 2002 psychological thriller Red Dragon, the prequel to The Silence of the Lambs, based on Thomas Harris's novel of the same name and starring Anthony Hopkins as the psychiatrist serial killer Dr. Hannibal Lecter. I remember seeing the movie on the big screen and the impact that those opening titles music or that opening title score had in terms of setting the right tone for the film.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Well, I can't really believe this is the 27th instalment of the Stage and Screen Show and the first time that I've played anything by Danny Elfman, who also incidentally wrote the TV theme to The Simpsons. So to make up for it, here's one more piece composed by him from another great movie. Thank you. Composed by Danny Elfman, the opening title score from Gus Van Sant's 1997 movie, Good Will Hunting, starring Robin Williams, Ben Affleck, Minnie Driver, and Matt Damon in the title role. The film follows 20-year-old South Boston labourer Will Hunting, an unrecognised genius who is forced to see a therapist, played by Robin Williams, and study advanced mathematics with a renowned professor in order to avoid jail time for assaulting a police officer. Through his therapy sessions, Will re-evaluates his relationships with his best friend, his girlfriend, and himself, facing the significant task of finally thinking about his future. Good Will Hunting received universal critical acclaim and was nominated for 9 Academy Awards, including for Best Picture, and won 2. Best Supporting Actor for Williams, and most deservedly, Best Original Screenplay for Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, who actually wrote The Thing as well as starred in it.
Phoenix FM.
In addition to his Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Good Will Hunting, Robin Williams has been nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actor 3 times and has appeared in such acclaimed films as Good Morning Vietnam, Dead Poets Society, Awakenings and The Fisher King. But he still found plenty of time to star in the good old family favourites as well, including this one, which is also one of my personal favourites. Composed by Howard Shore for Chris Columbus's 1993 family comedy Mrs. Doubtfire, that was The Kids Need You. Based on the novel Alias Madame Doubtfire by Anne Fine, the film stars Robin Williams and Sally Field, and not at all surprisingly if you've seen it, won the Academy Award for Best Makeup in the year of its release. As well as being a laugh a minute, Mrs. Doubtfire also has a great soundtrack. And after half an hour of nothing but film scores, it's time for some lyrics, I think. Featured in the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, for obvious reasons, that was Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with Walk Like a Man.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And the West End stage show Jersey Boys, a documentary-style jukebox musical telling the story of the formation, success and eventual breakup of the Four Seasons, is still going strong and playing to packed houses at the Prince Edward Theatre.
And then one day a tune pops into my head. I jot down some dummy words, Nick and I do a quick head arrangement, then we call the studio and sing it to crew. And the whole world exploded!
Come out tonight.
Come out tonight.
Sherry.
From the original Broadway cast recording of Jersey Boys, that was Sherry. The musical originally opened on Broadway in 2005 and has since had a North America tour and also productions in London, Las Vegas, Chicago, Toronto and Melbourne. The Broadway show won 4 Tony Awards in 2006 and the West End production went on to win the 2009 Laurence Olivier Award for Best New Musical. Who Loves You from the original Broadway cast recording of The Jersey Boys.
Phoenix FM.
And now it's time for this week's stage and screen news, but this week, minus the film news. Samantha Barks, Kimberly Walsh, Tim Minchin and Nicole Scherzinger are among the performers who will take part in an ITV show celebrating the work of Andrew Lloyd Webber. Andrew Lloyd Webber 40 Years is a 90-minute programme hosted by Michael Ball that will include performances of songs from the composer's shows, including Jesus Christ Superstar, Cats and Evita. The evening will also feature the first performance of a song from Lloyd Webber's forthcoming show, Stephen Ward. I'm not sure about the title of that. Lloyd Webber said, "I was flattered when ITV approached me about a 90-minute special, but I said I would only do it if it wasn't some po-faced tribute to a bloke who's about to collect his bus pass. I still don't know what I'm letting myself in for." The programme will include Lloyd Webber sharing anecdotes and discussing his influences. It will also include contributions from people who he's worked with over the years. And ITV controller of entertainment John K. Cooper described Lloyd Webber's contribution to theatre as unrivalled and went on to say that we're delighted to be celebrating his 4 decades in the West End with an evening that promises some spectacular performances and a deeper insight into the man himself. Jennifer Ellison has revealed plans to launch a full-time performing arts college for young people aged 16 to 18. The performer told the stage newspaper that she's forming the college following the success of her part-time Liverpool-based Jennifer Ellison Fame Academy, which currently operates three times a week and provides students with classes in singing, dancing and acting. Ellison, currently appearing in the West End production of Singing in the Rain, said the full-time college was being created in response to the demand from students who currently attend her academy. The X Factor stage musical, X Factor It's Time to Face the Music, I kid you not, will open in the West End in early 2014. Its producers have announced. The show will be produced by Stage Entertainment UK and Psycho Entertainment. It's written by Harry Hill, with 19 new songs by Steve Brown, and will be directed by Sean Foley. Choreography is by Kate Prince, best known for her work with Zoonation, and design will be by Ez Devlin, who designed the London 2012 Olympics closing ceremony. The creative team is completed by sound designer Gareth Owens and musical supervisor Philip Bateman. The production has yet to announce its cast and which London theatre it will be playing in, so watch this space. And finally, in terms of stage news, the Theatre Royal Baths production of Fences by August Wilson will transfer to the West End this June. The show, which stars Lenny Henry, will run at the Duchess Theatre from June the 19th to September the 14th, following a UK tour. Press night is on June the 26th. It's directed by Paulette Randall and produced by the Theatre Royal Bath Productions. And new productions opening in London this week include tomorrow night, March the 21st, the long-awaited and highly anticipated musical from the creators of South Park and Avenue Q, The Book of Mormon, opens at the Prince of Wales Theatre, with book, music and lyrics by Trey Parker, Robert Lopez and Matt Stone. And then next Monday, March the 25th, Peter and Alice, a new play by John Logan, opens at the Noel Coward Theatre, directed by Michael Grandage and starring the equally excellent Judi Dench and Ben Whishaw. Enchantment and reality collide as this brief encounter lays bare the lives of two extraordinary characters. And that concludes the stage and screen news for this week.
Thank you.
Superb Mozart's Symphony No. 25 in G minor, performed by the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields. The opening titles music from Milos Forman's 1984 big screen adaptation of Peter Schaffer's play Amadeus. The film, set in Vienna in the latter half of the 18th century, tells the story of rival composer Antonio Salieri, who recognises the genius that is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, but thwarts him out of sheer pride and envy. The movie was an outstanding critical success and was nominated for 53 awards, receiving 40, including 8 Academy Awards, one for Best Picture, 4 BAFTA Awards, 4 Golden Globes, and a Directors Guild of America Award. Amadeus starred Murray F. Abraham as Salieri, who won the Oscar for Best Actor in a Leading Role, and Tom Hulce as Mozart himself, who was nominated for the same award.
Phoenix FM.
As an actor, Tom Hulce was undoubtedly best known for his portrayal of Mozart in Amadeus, although throughout his career he received a total of 4 Golden Globe nominations and 1 Emmy Award. He retired from acting in the mid-1990s in order to focus on stage directing and producing, and in 2007 he won a Tony Award as a lead producer of the hit Broadway musical Spring Awakenings.
Shall fade the flowers of spring, the world and all the sorrow at the heart of everything, but still it stays, the butterfly sings and opens purple summer with the flutter.
From the Grammy Award-winning original Broadway cast recording of Spring Awakenings, closing the show this week, that was The Cast with The Song of Purple Summer, followed by, very briefly, Lea Michele with Mama Who Bore Me. And there we go, that's another hour gone. After the news, Melanie Watson will be here with Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Field at 8, and then Joe Box will once again be here from 10 with Switch. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I hope you can join me next week for more from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End. That's The Stage and Screen Show next Wednesday at 6 p.m. only on Phoenix FM. I will see you then.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, George Osborne set out what he says is a budget for hard-working families, despite breaking more bad news about the state of the economy.